get the new magne duk get done me kunene minawa na be kwa au minawa go in keep it shindano o get the new winanan un pege shwi wi du kago yego oji o jpoe motadi egen daso gijik. So this is Nabik, and greetings to you, and I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language, and I hope this helps you get a little bit more language into your lives, a little bit more Ojibwe language is kind of my task. I think we're all pretty well fluent in English. We don't need to worry about that so much, but we sure could use a little boost with our Ojibwe Moin throughout the Anishinaabe country. So, let's learn a little bit, and you'll have a lot. If everybody just learns a little bit, we get together and share as we sit with our elders and sit with the first speakers of our beautiful language. If we just learn a little bit and we get together and share what we have, we'll have a lot. If all of us just took time to just learn just a little tiny bit and start using it all the time, that language would be everywhere. So, and there's a lot of people already endeavoring to do this, and I want to encourage them and give them a big round of applause silently. just to really strongly encourage you, don't stop. Don't get frustrated. If you have to take breaks, but just keep going, all right? Numayago inki tashindanan nujikiduanan. Ge ishi deshincha gaso ta wea ishi nagosit. So I've been recently talking about different kinds of phrasings we could use to talk about the description of a person. So I'm going to continue with that. So far we've talked about ginuze, he or she is tall. Dokuze, he or she is short. Minogamo, someone is chubby. Bakakodoso, someone's skinny. Mikawadese, someone's beautiful. And today, I want to talk about Manadese win. Manadese, he or she is ugly or homely. And the phenomenon of Manadese win is rampant. No, I'm just kidding. So, but in all seriousness, you know, we have to be careful with this word. We, you know, in the teachings of our elders, like, we try not to say things that would embarrass or shame somebody. That's just not our way. We'll leave that to other groups of people that use that for a tool. But for us, we want to make sure that we're careful with our words and we speak in a way that people want to be around us. Okay? But, you know, there are times when it's appropriate that we need to say something like manadese. You know, if it's some kind of a monkey or something, you know, there are times when something just doesn't appear, you know, it hurts your eyes to look at or somebody does, I don't know. But be nice with this one, but it's important we know this one. So we're going to back up to another phrase that we've been working on in recent presentations. Anin ejinagosit. How does somebody look or what does somebody look like? Okay. Anin ejinagosit. So if someone were to ask, Anin ejinagosit Nabik, manadese na? What does Nabik look like? Is he ugly? Manadese na? Is he ugly? Manadese na? And an answer could be, yeah. Manadese. Yep, he sure is ugly. Or, manadese. Yep, he's ugly. Okay? So those two, eya is for the women, and is for the guys. There's kind of a slight difference in how we say yes. So you heard manadese na, and the ina is the question marker, right? The question marker that turns it into a yes or no question. And that's why as an answer we say, yeah. And really all we need is a yes or no. But as you're practicing language, it's really best to add, manadese. And a lot of times when I hear our elders talk, when they're having conversations, they'll repeat what each other says. And there's a lot of humor in the way they do that, you know, and that's another one of the really, really important teachings amongst our people. And a lot of us carry it and we don't even realize, but our ability to laugh at just about anything. Sometimes even the most tragic of circumstances, we can find a joke in there and get our find our way through really tough emotions through humor. So that's a huge thing and something to strive for. He always kind of talked about, you know, you have gotten somewhere in the language if you can tell a joke and people laugh, okay? So that's what we want to strive for. But anyways, back to Manadasi. So when we're talking about Manadasi, if you want to say, no, Nabek is not ugly, we would say, Gawin Manadasi Si Nabek. Gawin Manadasi Si Nabek. And again, we have Gawin and Si bracketing the action. In this case, the action is to be ugly. Manadasi. Listen again. Gawin Manadasi Si Nabek. Nabek is not ugly. Okay? So, if we're going to talk about more than one person, and we ask the question, what do they look like? Anin eshinagosiwat nandukumeshiyag. What do monkeys look like? Manadisiwag ina. Are they ugly? Manadisiwag. Okay, you hear wug at the end. That means them, more than one person, those guys. Manadisiwag ina. There's our question marker again in the second spot of the sentence. Manadisiwagina nandukumeshiyag. Are monkeys ugly? So the word for monkeys, nandukumeshiyag, if you're curious about that, nandukumeshi. That's kind of a fun word. Nandukume, someone's picking lice, right? Nandukume, nandukumeshi. That's why we call a monkey that they're lice pickers, because that's what we see them doing on TV a lot. They're sitting there picking lice out of each other and grooming each other. Nandukumeshiyag. Now there's more than one. Anineshinagosiwad nandukumeshiyag. What do monkeys look like? Manadisiwag ina. Are they ugly? We could say, manadisiwag. Yep, they are ugly. Or, gawin manadisi si wak. Gawin manadisi si wak. There we have si again. You hear it? Gawin manadisi si wak. We have si at the end, which makes it not happen. It's working with the gawin in the front. And we have wak, meaning there's more than one person we're talking about. Gawin manadisi si wak. Nandukumeshiyag. Monkeys are not ugly. Gawin manadasi siwag nandukumeshiyag. So again, when we're asking the question, what do they look like? Or how do they look? Anin eshinagosiwad. What do they look like? How do they look? Anin eshinagosiwad nandukumeshiyag. And you put the name of whoever the group is that you're talking about at the end. Aninashinagasiwad nishnabik. How do the Indians look? Manadasiwagina. Are they ugly? Gawin manadasiwag nishnabik. Anishinaabe people are not ugly. Gawin manadasiwag nishnabik. So as you go through and you use these phrases, you know, be careful with this one. Don't be hurting people's feelings. Behave out there, you guys. But be aware of that. And go and use this. Ask your teachers about these phrasings. Go gather more words. How do you talk about something that's tough to look at? Or someone that's tough to look at? What is the proper way to say this in a way that we would not hurt someone's feelings? You know, for one, we would never say something like this, you know, with that person sitting right there. Okay, we'd only talk about them in truly slick fashion. No, I'm just kidding, all you guys. Aho, mio o bangi wa te shindaman mi kwa cha apachi bizin dao yek. Aho.